Hi there! Gay is not sin, and Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. That's right, the Bible doesn't condemn gay people. People, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the way you study the Bible. When you're talking about gay people and saying that gay is sin, you have to do a little thinking. You know, Christians are supposed to love the truth. You know, when I accepted Jesus Christ, it didn't happen on a whim. When I was about 5 years old or 6 years old, I told God, you know, I had a little pet turtle. And I had a hammer and I had a little punch. In those days, back there in 1956 or something like that, pet turtles, you know, the kind of desert turtle, pet turtles, to keep them as a pet, it was common to punch a little hole in the shell, like it's punching a hole in your fingernail. You don't feel anything, or you drill a little hole, or you could punch it. There was a way to punch a hole in the turtle shell. And even at 5 years old, we knew how to do that. Our father taught us. He knew things like that. Well, my father wasn't home. I was 5 years old. I'm going to punch a hole in the turtle so I can put some string on there as a leash so he can walk all over where he wants to be, but he won't get away. It's all the backyard to run around in. So I'm getting this hammer, and I got this punch, and I'm trying to punch the hole. But all I'm doing is hitting my thumb. You know, and that hurts. Even for a five-year-old, when you have a hammer and you try to hit something, but you miss it. Because I guess five-year-olds are not all that coordinated. But I thought I was, you know, I thought I knew what I was doing. Because I can remember just like it happened yesterday. But I would hit my thumb. And then I'd try it again. And I'd hit my thumb. And I turned to God and I said, God, if you're real and all that kind of stuff, then, you know, help me hit this thing so I can put a hole in the shell, tie it up, have a leash. Well, I hit my thumb. So I stood up as a five-year-old and looked up to God and said, God, I don't believe in you. I believe, and this is what I said, I believe that science will show that everything is so. At some point, as we evolve, as thousands of years, tens of thousands of years go by, science is going to prove all kinds of things that people are trying to say, maybe, you know, God's doing it and so forth. But science will ultimately show everything. And so I started an atheist period of my life from 5 years old till 27 years old. And you know, people that are atheists, believe in science and all that kind, you don't just do this, you know, just as a, oh, science will prove everything one day. No, that's not how it works. Atheists are not atheists because they just simply don't want to believe in God. You know, that's kind of a trick about atheists. I'm not talking about, you know, some people that are just going to be an atheist and that's all there is to it. I'm talking about generally people that want to know something about and stuff like that. They're going to search it out. One kind of way for a lot of group in the, a lot of people in the atheist community, they, you know, you see atheist TV program or something, you know, it's public access, and I don't know, you're watching it here on this channel, and one day or another you can look it up in the TV guide, and it will tell you the atheist show. And they sit there and they take all that period of time to try to prove Christianity wrong and so forth, and atheism, there is no God and all that kind of stuff. Well, you see, why are they doing all this kind of stuff? Because everybody likes the search for the truth. Atheists like the search for the truth. God can't be so, so science has got to be so. Evolution has got to be so. So they are seeking truth through the study of science. Not necessarily having to go and get a PhD in some kind of science course or something like that, but they're always interested in looking at things. History, to see how it really was. You know, as time goes on, we get better and better documentaries. Some of them are good, some of them are just lying through the teeth and don't know what they're talking about. although it's the standard. We go through school and we're taught all kinds of stuff. We grow up, become adults, we go out there and we start searching the information ourselves, and we find out that in school we got a twisted view of history. A lot of things just weren't so. Didn't happen. The general idea happened, but later on we find out what really happened. Well, atheists, in a large part, are seeking God, but they are thinking they're seeking the answers to God to show God isn't real, but science has to be real, and it's just natural, we're here and we die, and so forth. And so I set off on an adventure that lasted till I was 27 years old. And even from 5 years old on, you know, at 5 years old, I had a theory of the universe. You know, I can turn on the TV now, and scientists are just now believing and coming to the conclusion by scientific fact.